I'm Helen Chickering with BPR News. The Great American Eclipse is over, and for most, it was an amazing experience. But for a Macon County man, the astronomical event was a mile marker on a life-changing journey. I stumbled upon his story while on an eclipse assignment at Southwestern Community College in Silva.
Right. Yeah.
Ready. One, two, three, go.
That's the sound of the Southwestern Community College balloon team launching a helium balloon on the day of the eclipse, part of a NASA project to live stream footage of the eclipse from the edge of space. The sound you're hearing is actually coming from the balloon's camera. The team's leader was Jesse Moore, a recent SCC graduate who I first met back in July during a science camp where he was giving middle schoolers a sneak preview of the project.
What we have here is this is what we're going to be sending up during the eclipse.
I was doing a story on both the camp and the balloon team, and we sat down for an interview.
So first thing I want to ask is, what were you doing before you, how'd you get here?
Funny story, I was an electrician for 15 years before coming to SCC.
And I soon realized I was coming back with three stories.
One summer day, I was on top of a 20-foot extension ladder wiring an outside eave light on a house, and I was on Cashers, and I was on the side of a mountain, and all of a sudden a hailstorm just came in, like out of nowhere. And I'm being pelted in the head, and I'm just trying to finish up before I go down the ladder. And about 500 yards down the mountain, a bolt of lightning struck. And at that point, I had realized I might need a new career. Whether it was God's hand or his way of pushing me or just, you know, fate or whatever, something said, it's time to do something different.
And that's how this electrician and father of five ended up at Southwestern Community College in Silva, where he studied electrical engineering.
I kind of found my home here, and it was kind of right timing.
It just so happens, SCC had recently become the only community college in the nation to enter into a cooperative science agreement with NASA, funding that opened up all kinds of opportunities, including a ballooning project.
The faculty advisor on the team was my calculus teacher at the time, and he said, I think you really need to be on this.
Before long, Moore was leading the team, and the floodgates opened.
I've been able to go to NASA, get tours, just meet people, network people that have said, you know, when you're ready, give me a call. I mean, things like that. That's just like, wow, this is NASA. I went from wiring houses and being an electrician to looking at being an engineer working in NASA. And I mean, how incredible is that? And it all started at a community college. I mean, nobody thinks of that.
SCC's Linda Parlett does. She wrote the grant that got the school the NASA partnership and says Jesse Moore's story is just what she'd been hoping for.
And now he's gone from just simply pursuing a two-year degree to wanting to become a trained engineer and work for NASA. And that's the kind of impact that this project is going to have.
Do you ever think back at that day you were on a ladder in a hailstorm and saw that bolt of lightning, and here you are?
I do. We joke about it at home all the time, and a thunderstorm will come by, and my wife will make comments to me, and she'll say something like, all right, so what's our next big goal? You know, there's lightning outside. You better figure out what you're going to do next. And
Jesse Moore graduated this summer and landed a full scholarship to Western Carolina University, where he'll continue his studies and plans to land a job at NASA. I'm Helen Chickering, BPR News.